This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
If you've been following New Day Dawning for some time now, you'll have noticed that in the last couple of weeks we've brought in a new theme tune with the same title. You'll hear it each week at the start of each show, but let me play for you the entire song at the start of our programme today, because it's all about hope, new beginnings and a new future, and it fits today's theme of new life in Christ really well. It's a song written by Joel Lindsay and made popular by the Wisnants. Here is New Day Dawning.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there. I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey.
By the crystal river, dangle my feet in the cool clear blue.
I'm gonna sing with the saints and angels. I'm gonna be there. How about you? Well, I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
We'll tour that city,
then we'll kneel at the feet of our Lord. Well, I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be there. I can't wait to be there. For a new day dawning, I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In his letter to the church at Corinth, St. Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." This quote describes exactly what happened to St. Paul as he travelled to Damascus to root out and arrest followers of Jesus. Paul, known before his conversion as Saul, was their arch enemy, and what he experienced on the road was certainly dramatic. We'll be listening to his conversion story from the New Testament after our next song, I Am a New Creation by David Bilber.
I am a new creation, and no more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. My heart is overflowing, and my love just keeps on growing. Of God I stand, and I will praise you, Lord. Yes, I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of all that you have done. A joy that knows no limits, a lightness in my spirit, here in the grace of God I stand. Overflow.
people saw Jesus alive following his death, and here in Acts chapter 9, Saul describes how he met with him. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men travelling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. Now this next song, "Hey You Followers of the Way," is a song I wrote for a children's summer holiday club in the style of a sea shanty. The children were all dressed as pirates and it was great fun. But this song tells Saul's story too. He was breathing out murderous threats against the followers of Jesus for believing in him as Lord. Hence the line, "There's going to be a slaughter." But he became a follower of Christ himself and was hunted and persecuted throughout his life from that moment on.
'Twas to Damascus Saul did go, heave away, haul away, Christians to overthrow, hide all your sons and daughters. Hey, followers of the way, heave away, haul away, this will be your dying day, there's gonna be a slaughter. Lights on, hide all your sons and daughters. Hey, followers of the way, heave away, haul away, this will be your dying day, there's gonna be a slaughter. It's time to stop your slaughter. These are followers of my way. Heave away, haul away, and you, starting from today, will join my sons and daughters.
I was reading a story just the other day about a modern-day equivalent to Saul, an ex-ISIS fighter who confessed that prior to his conversion to Christianity, he had actually enjoyed killing Christians. He said that he began to have dreams of a man in white who came to him and said, "You are killing my people." And he started to feel really sick and uneasy about what he was doing. The fighter said that he was just about to kill yet another Christian when he said to him, "I know you will kill me, but I give to you my Bible." The Christian was killed, and this ISIS fighter actually took the Bible and began to read it. In another dream, the man in white asked him to follow him, and he became a follower of Christ, and he undertook discipleship. Here's a song written by Paul Bellocci and sung by Marisa called "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus."
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning.
turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning.
Saul had given his approval when a mob stoned to death a disciple called Stephen. Saul then sought to liquidate the church by making house-to-house searches for believers, and when he found any, he had dragged them off, both men and women, to prison. He was full of hatred and hostility as he set off for Damascus, breathing murderous threats against any others he might find. However, everything changed after this experience, this dramatic encounter with Jesus himself. The early Christians testified that Jesus was alive after his death on the cross, and here he was speaking directly to Saul. Our next song is a prayer that he will continue to speak to us today. It's called Speak, O Lord, and was written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend. And the final verse, it says, Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us.
See you.
as I've said, became known as Paul, tells of this encounter with Jesus years later in front of a king called Agrippa, where he adds something to his testimony which goes like this. When we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It hurts you to kick against the goads. I asked, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord answered, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Goads were actually long, sharpened sticks, which were used to prod oxen when they were hitched to yokes. Not wanting to be jabbed again with a stick, the ox would kick up against it. It would soon learn that it was better to accept the direction of the farmer than to kick against the goads. Saul too found out that it was foolish and futile to resist God's will. Perhaps he'd been fighting secretly, a magnetic force drawing him towards Jesus, as he witnessed the godly behaviour and unswerving conviction of those who faced death at his instigation. There's a poem, a well-known poem, called The Hound of Heaven, and it begins like this. I fled him down the nights and down the days. I fled him down the arches of the years. I fled him down the labyrinthine ways of my own mind. And in the midst of tears, I hid from him. What does it mean? It seems that a hound is pursuing a hare without ceasing in its chase, drawing closer and closer to the hare with a steady, persistent pace, never giving up. And so God also pursues fleeing souls because of the love he bears them, no matter how stubborn or unresisting a person tries to be. St. Augustine put it this way in his writing called The Confessions. He says of God, Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee. Here's a lovely song written by Stuart Townend about coming to surrender and hide oneself in God, in his shelter and under his protection. It's called Will You Hide Me in Your Shelter? Its other title is Healing Streams, sung here by Kelly Minter.
Will you hide me in your shelter? Will you shade me with your wings? When the heat of day consumes me, let me drink from healing streams. Drink from burdens. Will you pave my path with peace? When the road is steep and stony, let me bathe in healing streams. Bathe in healing streams. And when the joy of morning tears, shine your light of faithfulness, giving courage to my soul. Courage to my soul. Will you lead me to repentance? Will you make temptations flee? And when I'm filled with condemnation,
But what happened next to Saul in this story, you might ask? This is where a follower of Jesus called Ananias steps in, for he too hears the voice of Jesus, instructing him to go to the house where Saul is to minister to him. Certainly a tall order for the persecuted to go and see the persecutor. Bear in mind, Saul is now blind and deeply shocked by this encounter with Jesus. So I'm reading now from verse 10. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." "Lord," Ananias answered, "I've heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Does this kind of thing still happen today? Does God still speak to people? My grandson asked me that question just last night. Well, yes, he does, in many different places around the world, particularly where there is suffering and persecution. We hear of people having visions and vivid dreams that bring about conversion, of people becoming convicted that the Bible is relevant and true, of hearts being strangely warmed, of the power of God filling people like electricity, and of the same spiritual gifts poured out today on those with open minds and hearts. May our eyes be opened today. May our ears be unstopped. May our hearts be more and more open to the things of God. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. I hope you have a good week, everyone. And my special thanks to Andrew for his technical help in all of these recordings. Andrew, say bye.
Bye, everyone.
Let's finish with a popular hymn, beautifully sung by a group called Anthem Lights. "How Great Thou Art." Bye for now.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in.
that on that cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God.